Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Laurie Frankie Poles, who is a volunteer at the Art Barn School of Art out in rural Valparaiso.
Yes.
And Laurie, welcome to Eye on the Arts, first of all.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to share with you that I just recently went to the Art Barn for the first time in my life. It was just about a month ago.
Okay.
And we had a luncheon there, like a regional arts luncheon of various people who are comprised of artists and arts organization personnel, volunteers, what have you. And I have always heard of the Art Barn. Jan Sullivan, the founder.
Mm-hmm.
She was a guest of Eye on the Arts on both the television. I don't think she was ever on the radio, but she was on the television version of Eye on the Arts. Lots of fun. She was a fun lady. And I was sad that I had never been there. And it's so wonderful.
Isn't it awesome?
It has such a cool feel. I loved the exhibit. The juried exhibit was up at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a chipmunk ran up my leg when I was leaving. I screamed
oh, no.
like a terrified child. And
it was probably our resident bunny, Marshmallow.
No, I saw him too.
Okay.
Or is Marshmallow a girl?
It's a girl.
A girl.
A little white bunny.
I saw Marshmallow. And then there were chickens.
Yep.
Lots of chickens. And we parked out on the field, and
yeah.
A hawk was circling overhead as I walked from my car to the.
It is truly a bit of nature. It's 69 acres of just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful area for artists and craftsmen.
Now, are you an artist and craftsman?
I am. I'm an oil painter.
Oh, wonderful.
Budding was for years, and now just kind of getting back into it again, and it got my inspiration from the Art Barn.
So you have something called Art Blitz coming
yes, we
up
do.
At the end of September. What is it?
Art Blitz is actually a dedication to Jan Sullivan, which you mentioned here recently.
Mm-hmm.
But Art Blitz itself is a festival that is on our grounds. We are 69 acres of wonderful farmland. The Art Barn itself is a renovated century-old barn, which we house, mm-hmm. our art gallery. But mm-hmm. Art Blitz has been going on actually for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your listeners might recognize it. It used to be called the Sunflower Festival.
Oh, yes.
And we had a very large plot of sunflowers. But over the last 3 years, in kind of respect for Jan Sullivan and her dedication to the arts, the focus for the Art Blitz Festival has really changed to really put more emphasis on providing inspiration and love for the arts for people that come and visit us.
Mm-hmm.
So the Art Blitz is actually held on September 21st and 22nd. It's mm-hmm. Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And what happens at the festival?
Well, we have artists and craftsmen from all over Northwest Indiana mm-hmm. that are there with us that day.
Mm-hmm.
And our guests can actually interact with those artists and actually experience, maybe pick up a paintbrush for the first time
mm-hmm.
and actually take part in a little mini class. Uh-huh. We're going to have weavers there. We have Doolin plein air painters that will be set up all around the grounds,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be showcasing their different mediums, whether it's oil painting, whether it's watercolors, whatever the case may be. And then we also are going to have our ceramic studio, which is new for the Art Barn. That
right.
will be open, and our guests can actually go in and try their hand at making something with clay.
Yeah.
And then we also, since the 20th and, or the, excuse me, the 21st and 22nd is actual International Peace Day, we're going to be painting a peace pole.
Oh.
And we're going to be asking our folks that come visit us to help us create this wonderful peace pole that will then be a permanent structure at the Art Barn.
That's nice. That's a wonderful sentiment.
It's very much interactive. You know, we want people to experience art in its true form and hopefully inspire them to carry it forward in some way.
Now, are there going to be nibbles?
There is. Oh, you can't have a festival without good food. Good food and music, actually. But no, we will have food vendors there from
good.
The area.
Good.
And then we also are going to have a live music stage.
Wonderful.
And that will be also showcasing local talent. And then on Sunday afternoon, one of our bands that is very well known in the area, it's called Switchback.
Sure.
They will be our lead band in the afternoon on Sunday.
Well, that's, it sounds like you've thought of everything.
We hope so. We're trying.
Well, it's a wonderful place. I encourage everybody to visit the Art Barn, and this sounds like the perfect time to do it.
It is.
There's a lot to do that day.
It is. It's, you know, the whole idea is we want to, again, inspire and encourage our guests to take up a paintbrush, find that inner artist, and really be able to really get a better feel for what the Art Barn offers.
Sure.
Because we have classes that happen all year long. We have jurored art shows, mm-hmm. Which you were able to experience mm-hmm. when you joined us mm-hmm. earlier this year. And always something is going on at the Art Barn.
Yeah.
Always something.
Well, Lori, thank you for being here to tell us about the Art Blitz. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.